On Herod's birthday, he gave a banquet for high society of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. Whatever you ask, I will give to you up to half my kingdom." Her mother told her to ask for the head of John the Baptist. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, "I want you to give me, right now, the head of John the Baptist on a platter." This story comes from the Bible, Mark 6:21-25. In this statue, the girl represents Salome, the daughter of Herodias, in an early 1900s era. Her position suggests that she is dancing. If you look closely at her face, you will notice her mouth is open and she looks shocked. I believe this is because she is now realizing what she has done. The man at her foot is John the Baptist, post-decapitation. The details in this piece are what truly tell the story. On her leg, she has a snake wrapped around her calf holding a jewel. Many believe that a snake wrapped around the leg symbolizes impending death. In many accounts, Salome was killed shortly after the incident. On one of her necklaces hangs a lion, representing the power she holds. She was able to have a man slaughtered with just a few words. Flappers are known because they were strong women who stood out and weren't afraid to go against the grain. They represented strength even during oppression. They did what needed to be done, no matter what others believed. Salome is the mean of what a flapper really was. She did what needed to be done for her mother, despite what others thought. I was drawn to this piece because of my fascination with the 1920s. Salome is depicted as a flapper girl. She has long beaded necklaces, short finger-waved hair, and a shorter skirt. The first thing I noticed was the beauty she portrays. I was caught up in the details of her 1920s attire. As you travel downward, you see just the head of a man and begin to wonder, what did this man do? What did this girl have to do with him? Why is his head on a platter? Why did the artist choose to sculpt this story? This has been Piper Rogers with another Bulldog podcast.